Thank you, Lord, for your presence. I'm more excited about, or Pastor Randy and I are more excited about this Vision Sunday probably than any we've done before, just because, the Lord always gives us clear direction, but it's just very exciting where we see him taking this church this year and beyond. So this is something for someone, if you're new here, is we do this every year to just kind of go back over what has happened in the past year, because I think sometimes we can forget the little milestones that we had during the past year, and then we go over the church financials, the church is in good shape, and then to also look at where the Lord's taking us. So that's what we do every year. And it really worked out great to do it at the end of the fast. So if you remember, if we go to the next slide, if you remember during the summer, like our church vision has always kind of been our byline, which is encounter Christ, know Christ, live Christ. Because you first have to have a personal encounter with him. Okay, and hopefully you encountered him here during worship. We're not talking about the encounter you had with him 20 years ago when you first came to him, right? He's someone we should be encountering. Hopefully you encountered him this morning when you got up, or yesterday in your time with the Lord. So it's a living relationship that we all want to have and live from. Okay, so we encounter him, and then live Christ is just is to know Christ is in the season of getting to know him, who he is, you know, through his word, through the Holy Spirit, through other believers, getting to know who he is. And then from encountering him and knowing him, then we can live Christ. we can allow the fruit and the transformation he's brought in us to actually affect the world around us, our family and the world around us. But during the summer this year, I kind of took some time off when Pastor Jeremy and Giselle preached, and and one of the things the Lord really put on my heart was to get really clear about a vision statement and a mission statement. And if you remember, I think in the fall, right after that, I shared that we first shared it with Pastor Randy, and then shared it with the board, and we were all in agreement, and so then we shared it with the church. But the vision is, when you talk about a vision, it's a big vision, like it's a global vision, okay? So our vision is from John 17:23, that the world may know that God sent Jesus Christ, his son. Okay, that's the greatest thing that we can testify to the world, is that God sent Jesus Christ. But our piece of it as a church, as far as our mission, is here. And that is that, first and foremost, we believe we owe the world an encounter with God. Because when they encounter him, they'll come to know him, right? So we believe we owe the world an encounter with God. We will create and sustain a church culture that honors God, his word, his spirit, and his people. We will equip the saints to know him deeply, fulfill their purpose in him, demonstrate the reality of the kingdom of God to the world, and live to reveal him. And if you look at that, encounter, know, and live are all contained within that. Okay, so this is what we know that this is what we feel that this church is called to, right? That we're called to have a living relationship with the Lord, everyone to have a living relationship, be in a culture that encourages each other and exhorts each other in that, and come to the place where we can demonstrate him not only in our character and the way we live, but can demonstrate his power as well. So that's what one of the things that we always say is that if you know Jesus better at the end of the year than you did at the beginning of the year, and our church had any piece of that, then we've accomplished our goal, right? It's that simple. It really is that simple. Everything else is kind of fluff. But our goal is that you would know the Lord in your own personal life, because as you know him and grow in him, you will live him. It will transform those around. You'll transform around you. So that's our mission. So our culture, and we just like to talk about this for a few minutes. So we're kingdom minded, right? We're part of a kingdom, okay? And we're not only a family of God, as I talk about in here, but we're also the army of God. Right, we are part of his army, of what he has here on this earth to take the kingdom of light and conquer the kingdom of darkness. So we're a kingdom culture. We want to see the fivefold ministry working in our church, was apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Because I'm sure there's some people in here who may be called to those offices. We want to see those offices operating in this church, but then also raise people up into the offices that they're called to. We want to be presence-centered. You know, again, The Holy Spirit's always with us. He never leaves us, and the Lord never leaves us nor forsakes us. Okay, so we always have him. And yet when we come together corporately, there's a powerful anointing that we can experience in his presence as a corporate gathering. And there's things that the Lord will do in a corporate gathering that he won't do in your private time with him, because he wants us together as a family. So there's ways he moves. So we want to be present center. Just that's why we do the worship that we do, because we want to know and experience his presence, because his presence changes everything. Your presence changes everything. And that's why too, you know, I'm always seeking the Lord as to whether or not I get in the pulpit or not, because he may just want to do something different in the service than what we had planned. Okay. We want to worship in spirit and truth. We don't want to do a song service, right? We want to worship, truly worship him. And I believe we do that in this church, to really enter into his presence and worship him in spirit and truth. We want to see the gifts of the Spirit operating. Again, that's one of the reasons why we take that time after worship, before getting in the pulpit, to just let the Holy Spirit move the way he wants to move. Because we want to see the gifts. Some people might have a prophetic word, okay, or a tongue, or an interpretation of a tongue. So that's a time that we give to open up, to allow you to operate in the Spirit. And I've talked about that before, that can be risky, but we're willing to take that risk. We're willing to take that risk. We expect the miraculous. We come in here expecting the miraculous to happen. You know, I think it was Sheila a couple weeks ago said, you know, expect the unexpected. We want the miraculous to happen. The miraculous should be happening too in your ordinary life as you go out. Expect the miraculous as you go into Walmart. Okay. Expect the miraculous because you carry the miraculous in you. We are the body of Christ. We are a body of Christ here as a church. And, you know, I've said this before, that if you're the thumb and you decide not to come to church one day, we're missing the thumb. That's not to make you feel guilty for not coming to church, but it's just to let you know that you have an essential part to this body. Okay, all of us work together, and so it's important to show up. Again, not to make you feel guilty, but that you have a piece here. But we're also part of the larger body of Christ, okay? There's a body of Christ around the world, and we're a part of that body as well. We are the family of God. One of the things that's important to us is operating as a family, and that's why getting to know each other. That's why we have our fellowship meals, our men's and women's groups, you know, our meetup Mondays, things like that, to be able to connect with one another and get to know one another. We want to see the fruit of the Spirit manifesting in our lives personally in the church. And then children and youth ministry, there's no junior Holy Spirit. So all of these things that we talk about that we want to see in the church, we want to see them also operating in children's church. We want to see the gifts of the Spirit. We want to see we might have an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher in there. We want to be able to see what God has called them to and raise them up into that. We want them to pray for the sick. We want the gifts to operate in there, okay? That there's no junior Holy Spirit. They can get a word of knowledge just as well as an adult can get a word of knowledge. So we want to see all those things operating there. And then, of course, you know, I guess not really a part of our culture, but we are hoping for our own building at some point. And then our heart is also to have a discipleship center to really raise people up into the fullness of who they are in Christ. And then just quickly to go over our values, we want to be Christ and presence-centered, protecting and valuing relationships. Relationships are important, and even if we disagree, that we can work through our disagreement and still have a relationship, okay? That relationships don't have to end just because we may have differences in the way we see or perceive things. To operate in love and honor one another, you know, always operate in integrity. Transparency, one of the things that's important to us is that, you know, people be able to come to church and you don't have to put a church face on. But if you're struggling, that this is a place where you can be transparent about what you're struggling with and receive ministry and prayer. Authenticity, having an open dialogue, that we all need to remain teachable. I do make mistakes, Pastor Randy makes mistakes, we all make mistakes, but we all can learn from these mistakes and grow, to be empowered. We all need to take personal responsibility for our actions, but also for our own personal relationship with the Lord. Okay, you can't live off somebody else's revelation, so it's important that we all take personal responsibility for that. To live intentionally for the Lord. That we be responsive, not reactive. Jesus was never reacting. He was always responding to people, okay? He always came from a positive place. He wasn't a victim. He wasn't reacting to what happened around him. And so for us to come to that place where we can be responsive and not reactive, to have servants' hearts, to operate in excellence and community-minded. You know, one thing we don't want in this church is gossip and backbiting. And, you know, if you have an issue with someone, you take it to that person and you work it out. If it doesn't work out, then maybe bring a leader with you to work it out. If you have an issue with Pastor Randy or I or one of the leaders, you take it to the leader. Like, we don't do the whole let's talk bad about people. That's not part of the church culture. Okay? That's not the part of the culture. If you have an issue with a person, you take it to that person and we work it out. We don't do the gossip and backbiting thing. Okay? So next, from an insurance standpoint, they require us to go over this with you, with our church body every year. So let me just go over this quickly. First of all, we do have a sexual harassment policy at this church. And so, first of all, don't do it. Don't sexually harass someone. And if for some reason you feel that has happened to you, you need to come to one of the leaders and let us know, because we will investigate that, okay? So, and you also need to know that it's by law in North Carolina, child or elder abuse has to be reported, okay? So that's by law. You know, in some states, there's what they call a pastor member privacy, where if they share with you that something that happened that you don't have to tell. But that's not the case in North Carolina, so you know that. Child safety, we take child safety very, very seriously here. Everybody who volunteers must go through a child safety training once a year, and it's basically to teach them how to recognize someone who might have wrong intentions towards children. So anybody who volunteers has to go through that training before they're eligible to volunteer. The thing is to know that you don't kiss somebody else's child, even if they're a really cute little infant that you just want to just hug and just touch and everything. No, you resist that urge. That's the, you need to respect that child's privacy. You don't put your hands on an infant's face. You don't be kissing the children that aren't yours. Okay, and obviously be careful about touch and, you know, side hugs and things like that. Unfortunately, that's the culture we live in nowadays, and we just have to be careful of those things. As far as our policy with children, with bathrooms, is if your child needs a diaper change, the parent changes the diaper. If a young child has problems, you know, if they aren't able to use the bathroom by themselves, they need help, the parent does that. That protects the child, and it protects us. So that's our policy with that. And then just wanted to remind you with the children, when you pick children up from Children's Church, you really need to keep them with you. We are in a hotel, and there's people with all different backgrounds and motives and things like that in this hotel. And so it's important that you don't let the children run around. First of all, run around because it can be disturbing to other guests here. But we had a woman come up to us and say to us, that she was abducted at 12. So you just need to know, like, it's important for us to keep the children near us, under our wraps, so that we just keep them protected. The other thing is, you don't give gifts to children. That can be a grooming, and not that that's your motive, but we just to keep our children safe, no gifts. If you have a gift for a child, you take it to the parent, okay? Again, just to protect our children from anyone who might have wrong motives. Because if I let you give a gift, then I have to let anybody give a gift. And so it's just better to say, don't give gifts to children. You can give it to the parent. Okay, so that's just the official policies. Okay, so let's look at 2022 and see what we did last year. So last year, our vision and theme was Ecclesia Rising. And I finished up the gospel. If you remember last year, I finished up the Gospel of John. We went through that verse for verse, did some teachings on hearing his voice, entering his rest. We talked about unbelief and giving thanks. So that was the fullness of the church rising up into who she is in Christ is what we talked about last year. And we saw that played out mostly in our retreats. Because in the men's and women's group, because we did the book books Ecclesia Rising and Reflecting God by Liz Wright. Now I know not everybody really embraced those books. Those were for some people they were a little bit of a challenge. They're very, very esoteric, and then some people really loved them. I think people kind of fell in either camp on that. But it was the theme for the men's retreat. So the men's retreat was August 11th through the 14th, and we had 13 men who attended. And then the women's retreat was September 22nd through the 25th, and we had 26 women in attendance. And it was really powerful. I mean, in the women's retreat, we did a wedding with Christ. It was really a beautiful, powerful time. in what we did in the women's retreat with the theme of Ecclesia Rising. So that was last year. In 2022, we had four new members. So Lisa joined the church, Megan, Rose, and Jasmine joined our church as members last year. Praise the Lord. We had three guest speakers. We had Arthur Menchez in, Brian and Sue Nutman, and then Chad Gonzalez. And Chad Gonzalez was a challenge because of his flight, but he was eventually able to get here and spend a day with us, which was good. In the Kingdom Life Wednesday night Zoom study, we almost finished the chronological study through the epistles. We were going through the epistles chronologically and based on the book of Acts. And then we got to Revelation. We're still in the book of Revelation. We haven't finished that up, but we're getting there. So that was 2022. And then our foundations classes, we did Spirit, Soul, and Body, and God Wants You Well. And those classes lasted the entire year. We're trying to shorten classes up now so that they're not as long of a commitment. But both those studies are really foundational to your walk with the Lord. So we were happy to do those. The Kingdom Parents Group, we were doing the book Raising Giant Killers. Still haven't gotten through that because we ended up having to canceling some of our meetings. But we're hoping we'll be finishing that up this year. And then Kingdom Kids. That's another thing you need to know. So right now, because we're doing pictures of children, we're not live streaming that. They're live streaming me instead of the pictures because we protect our children. We don't put pictures on the website and stuff. But we did this beautiful play that they did. And just look at how much growth we've had in our children's church. You know, hallelujah. It's wonderful to have families with us. So that was the Kingdom Kids this year. When we've grown, look at Navia cheering on Elsu. It's really precious. Really appreciate all them. And then we have a youth group. I didn't have a whole lot of pictures here, but on the left-hand side, not all of those young men are able to attend our youth group meetings because they live far away, but you can see that our youth have expanded. We have several of our youth. And then on the other side, the other slide, you can see a couple of the youth were helping with the play. Several of the youth helped to bring the children's play, which was really great. And so the youth group went to see David Hogan this year. They went to Winter Jam, and they went to a Bethel concert. They help with the play. They always help set up and tear down, which we're really grateful for. Some of them help us load the truck. And then, of course, they hosted the hot chocolate bar. I didn't have pictures of that, but they hosted the hot chocolate bar at our Christmas Eve service, and they did a great job. So we're really proud of our youth. You guys do awesome. Good job. Good job. We had two baby dedications last year. We had Talia was dedicated last year, and then, of course, Prophet, Noel and Rashana's son, Prophet, were dedicated last year. So that was exciting. And then we did water baptisms. We water baptized three adults and three youth last year, and we were really grateful that they allowed us to use the pool here. So that was good. And then we had our church picnic at the Crabtree Lake Park, which was really fun. And it was great because I had a playground right next to the pavilion so the kids could play together. But that was a great time of fellowship, which we always enjoy. We had our Christmas fellowship meal with our families, which was a fun time as well, just to be together. And then at our leadership retreat in 2022, the leaders, so every year the leaders and the board members get together. Essentially what happens is during the summer, Pastor Randy and I, we were always seeking the Lord about the direction he's taking the church. So we're always seeking him, but especially during the summer, trying to get what does he want to do for the following year. And he put this book on our hearts, I Hear the Lord Say New Era. So I send that out to the leaders because it's the leadership and the board members that go on the leadership retreat. And I usually send that out 4 or 5 months in advance so they can't say to me, I didn't have time to read it. But then they read it and say, I forgot, but whatever. So I read it too early and now I forget what it says. So anyway, so we do that every year. So we sent them that book and it's really good. It's a great book by Lana Avosser just talking about the changing times that we're in and how God is doing a new thing. What Claudia was talking about, he's doing a new thing. And just what's going to be coming as this third great awakening and revival is hitting the earth, to just be giving us a mindset to be prepared for that. So we had a great discussion. So what normally do is I send a book, we discuss the book, and then we talk about what the plans are for the year. And so that's what we do at the leadership retreat every year. And we just rent a VRBO and we all share cooking meals together. So, okay, so we're going to look at the financials. The church is in good shape. So this is just a chart of the income. So 98% of the funds that come into the church come from tithes and offerings. So what people put in here, what they give online, what they mail in. So that's 98% of all the income of the church has come from that. The other 2% has come from, like, if we have guest speakers come in, when people give to the guest speakers, money that's been designated for the building fund is in that bucket. But people who have designated money for benevolence or interest and other income. So that's our income, how our income is brought split up is in there. So now when we look at expenses, as a percent of total income, so rent is 25% of our total income has gone to rent. Now, what you need to know is the hotel has raised our rent by 30% this year, which is a big jump. However, it's still cheaper than going. First of all, they discount what we pay here, but it's also still a lot cheaper than what you would get to go rent a building. So we're still in a good position as far as what we're getting for what we're spending. But it is a 30% increase for 2023. So salaries, so Pastor Randy, myself, and Pastor Jeremy get a small income, and that's 11% of our total income went to that. And then general administrative expenses, which is 11% here. So general administrative expenses, that covers insurance, like insurance for the church, insurance for vehicles, phones, because Pastor Jeremy, Randy, and I all have church phones because most of our phone calls are church. Professional fees, like if we have to pay an accountant or something like that. Email software, paying for the website, you know, the signs and things like that. So that all comes under general administrative expenses. Church activities was 3% of our total income, and that goes to like the church picnic, the Christmas meal, communion supplies, things like that, the church activities. Let me see here. So leadership and volunteers, that would be study materials. So some of the study materials I purchase on my own, but if I'm getting something specific for something I'm going to do for the church, then the church will purchase the study materials. But then also like background checks and training materials, the leadership retreat all comes underneath that bucket of leadership and volunteers. So expenses for guest speakers. So when a guest speaker comes in, first of all, we give them an honorarium, okay? But then also, we'll rent extra rooms. And so, like when Chad Gonzalez was here, we were in Empire D&E. So the rent for that, I wouldn't put under regular rent. That would go under guest speakers, because we want to be able to say this is how much a guest speaker cost, okay? So some of them we reimburse travel expenses. We usually put them up in a room for the hotel. So that's all in guest speaker expenses. Of course, 10% of what we bring in, we give to missions, which is just outside organizations that our church sow into. And then benevolence, because if someone in the church has a financial need, you know, we do have a benevolence program and they can apply for help. And then we approve or disapprove of it, and then write them a check. Well, and the way we do it is we don't write check to people. For example, if we were going to help somebody with rent, we would actually write a check to the landlord, right? We wouldn't just give them money, just to protect our funds. So children, youth, and life groups, so that would be like our men's and women's ministry, that all that was 3%, that bucket. So if you look at these last three, small equipment, fixed assets, and current assets, that equals 27%, and that's the net gain of the church, okay? Why is that? Because a small equipment would be like if we bought new computers or a soundboard or things like that. Those are an asset to the church that we can sell and get money for. It's not like buying communion cups where you buy it and it's expired, right? A fixed asset is something that you've put money in, but now you own and has value and you could sell it and get money for it. So the fixed assets, small equipment would be like worship equipment as well as computers. The fixed assets truck is that we actually, you can go to the next slide and then we'll come back. We actually purchased this truck. We as a church own this truck. Why did we do that? Well, the reason we did that is because this is the truck that Cardinal Self Storage, which is where we store all of equipment, it's basically almost across the street from where we live or just down the street. They're beautiful Christian people and they allowed us to use this truck for free, which was huge when we moved to this building, because if we had had to rent, first of all, if we had to rent from U-Haul, we'd have to pay an expense, plus trying to coordinate with U-Haul to get a vehicle ready. And sometimes they don't have the vehicle ready. And if you have it more than 24 hours, you have to pay for 2 days. So it would have been very complicated. But we have great favor with them. And so they allowed us to use this truck for free. So Saturdays after 3, we could go and take it and load it up with the stuff for the church and come here and whatever. So, and have it all day Sunday for whatever we needed. They were getting rid of that truck. They replaced it with a smaller truck that did not have a ramp. And we need a ramp. And so they were gonna sell this truck, and they had a ton of people who wanted it, but they came to us first and said, "You have right of first refusal. Would you like to purchase this truck?" So we were like, yes. So that's a board decision. So Pastor Rennie and I got in touch with the board. The board unanimously said, yes, buy the truck. So now we own that truck, which is a huge blessing to us because we can load it whenever we want to, unload it whenever we want to. I mean, who knows? God might have us do tent revivals at some point, and we got a truck we can move things in, right? But at some point, if we don't need it anymore, we can sell it. And it's worth a lot nowadays, because even we had Tuffy, we ran this by Tuffy too. And he said that like nowadays, because of COVID, these are really in demand because people want their own business, and these are in high demand. So it's worth a lot. So we as a church made that decision. So 9%, you can go back. So 9% of our net gain is in a truck. Is that? And so 16% of the total 27%, you know, profit of the church or extra we had left over is actually in cash. Current assets that our bank account went up by that much in cash. So that's any questions? That's where the money goes. So we're in good shape. 27%, that's pretty much where we've been averaging, is 27%, 27% every year. And we as a church, we're saving, because we want to be able to have a building someday. And so we want to have, we keep putting money aside. So saving money is a big part of our goal, so that we can have cash to either, if we moved into a building that could support us for a little while, like if it was a lease building, it could help cushion us as we grow into it. Or if we wanted to purchase a building, we could have some kind of a down payment. So we really like to try to save what we can. And we're just believing God that we can still keep that level of saving or more, even though the rent went up. Amen? Amen. Because he's a good God, and it's his responsibility to supply, according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And he has a lot of riches and glory. So he's unlimited riches. So, pardon me? And we want it all for the kingdom. Amen. Amen. So, okay. So this is, what are we looking at for, that was 2022. What are we looking at for 2023? So the theme for this year is the year of empowerment. And I have to say, every time I see those two people in this picture, I see Glenn and Cynthia. I just have to say, I saw the picture, I'm like, that looks like Glenn and Cynthia to me. I don't know. Maybe that's a prophetic picture of you guys. But every time I see that, I think of the two of you. Amen. Amen. So it's the year of empowerment, right? The we're to make disciples, you know, and I feel that, you know, we feel it's, we're not like, my mic keeps going out when I move. I don't feel that we're behind, because the Lord over the past years has really had us focus on relationship with him, okay, and who we are in Christ. And so those, I think that's really been a very important foundation to establish for our church. And now it's time. He's like, this is empowerment. This is about really getting the tools and ability to be able to move out outside the outside of our church building. And a lot of you are already doing this, but in greater ways. And those of you who maybe don't feel comfortable doing it, getting you the tools and skill sets to be able to feel comfortable going outside the four walls and ministering Christ. So this is what we really feel this year is about. So, to talk about that, I want to talk for a few minutes about an organization which I referred to the other day called Global Awakening. How many of you have heard of Global Awakening? Okay. So it was started by Randy Clark. He's the one that God used for the Toronto Revival. And I say used for the Toronto Blessing, Toronto Revival, because he was totally unbeknownst to him. He was raised in a Baptist church, went to Baptist seminary, and really didn't believe in the operation of the gifts or anything. And God had a different plan. And he went to an event and just got wrecked by God. And he just realized that the Spirit still moves and the gifts are still for today. And so he continued. Eventually he went to Foursquare, the Foursquare denomination. He's been pastoral for a long part of his walk in Christ. And so again, just really believing what we love about him is he's very grounded in the Word, really knows church history very well, but he also really knows the operation of the Holy Spirit, encourages, so he's very balanced in that. So Pastor Randy and I went to Voice of the Apostles this past year, just the two of us went because we kind of like a come see go trip. The church supports that. I mean, that's one of the things that we part of our leadership and volunteer money went to that for us to go there. But we get points whenever we rent here, so we rack up the points, so that really helps in defraying expenses. I think our room costs us barely nothing because we use points anyway. So we went to a Voice of the Apostle conference, and I mentioned it last week, just was really touched by the fact that there was Catholic nuns there, there were priests there, there were Methodist pastors there, and there was lots of people mostly people just like us, kind of non-denominational, charismatic, whatever you want to call us, people. So, but there was other denominations there, and that was really embraced and encouraged. It was people who love Jesus and want to see revival, want to see the third great awakening, want to see the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit is supposed to do, and us walking in that fullness. So it was very, very refreshing, and the speakers were great, really enjoyed the conference, and it felt like we really loved the connection. So they do other conferences as well. They do Voice of the Prophets, which is coming up in April, I think, right, April, Amy? They do a Kingdom Foundation Conference and also an Empowered Conference. I'd love to get those here at some point to help host that, maybe partner with some other churches to host that. But what's wonderful about this is Kingdom Foundations Conference, Randy Clark, his team, did at Karis Bible College last year. Empowered Conference they're doing at Karis Bible College this year. So what I love is the connection. The connection, like just, you know, we love Karis Bible College. You know, we love this ministry. We love Bethel. Like it's all, we need to know, like it's all God. And there's just different streams that he flows in. And we drink from all the streams and we get the best of each of them, right? So that's going to be going on Karis. They have a Greater Things Conference. Unbroken is about emotional healing. They're having incredible, incredible results with people who have PTSD healed instantly. Like I came in completely bound, and after ministry, I walk out completely free of night terrors, free of everything. I mean, they're seeing incredible results with PTSD. They have Cultivate Revival and more. So those are all conferences that they offer. Like I said, I'd love to see us be able to bring some of those here to this area as we partner with other churches. I'm going to go to the other side of the screen. They have Randy, because he has a PhD, he's Dr. Randy Clark, he can have accredited schools. And so his school, first of all, has the Global School of Supernatural Ministry, which if you're familiar with Bethel's School of Supernatural Ministry, it's kind of the same thing. So teaching people who they are in Christ and operating in the gifts and the power, okay? And that school is available available in person, online, and they also have a three-week intensive during the summer that you can go to. They have a college of ministry, which would probably be equivalent to like what Charis Bible College offers, I would think. I mean, I'm not as an expert. And they also have accredited master's and doctoral programs for people who want to get PhDs and master's degrees. So there's a really good foundation of education as well. They offer mission trips. This is exciting. They offer mission trips. You can go to Israel, Brazil, Denmark, Mexico. They've gone to Australia. They've gone to Southern Africa. And the trip to go to is Brazil. They see miraculous happen all the time in Brazil. All the time as in Brazil. And then they also have a global network. So this is a network that senior leaders of a ministry or church can join. And when the senior leader joins, it gives you access to relationship with other network members, access to additional resources, the prayer and counsel. They do leadership training. They have regional gatherings, global events. They have monthly meetings for senior leaders. Again, international mission trips, and there's a strategic alignment. So we went to this and felt really connected. And this is something that we had been looking for in being able to. It's difficult to connect with other pastors in the area. I don't know what that is, but we've tried. And I don't know if it's just that they're busy or if people feel threatened. I don't know. But it's just difficult to connect with local pastors and especially find people that have the same passion that you do. So this is a great thing to be able to connect with other senior leaders of ministries who have the same passion for the Lord and to see revival, to see us moving in the gifts of the Spirit. So you can go to the next slide. So we as a church, or I as the senior leader with Pastor Rennie, have joined this network. This does not, they have no authority over us. We're still in it completely independent church. That's not this. But it's just, it as being a member of the network gives us access to these resources and gives us people that we can connect with. We were on 2 weeks ago, we were on a Zoom call with Randy Clark and his other senior leaders talking about what's coming in Global Awakening. This past Thursday night, Pastor Randy and I were on a call with a small group that we've been assigned to with other leaders of ministry. Again, some from Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, who are all about the same thing that we're about. Either they have a ministry, a parachurch ministry, or a church, and they're leaders of that church, and they are hungry for the same things of God, and they're seeing things move. They're seeing the miraculous happen. They're seeing healings happening in their church. And this is all what we all believe to be the normal. So we've joined this. And this is we believe this is very strategic for what God has for His church, because now again we have access to other leaders, other churches, and one of the things we'd love to do is to see our church go on a mission trip together, to have us go to Brazil together you don't have to be a member of the network to go, okay? Anybody, you could sign up today if you wanted to go on a mission trip, okay? But it would be great if us as a church to go, and I was thinking maybe, because it's about $2,000 for a trip, so I was thinking potentially next spring, that would give us time to start working towards something, but would love to see, you know, people who could go on a mission trip to Brazil together, because they say every time you go, like you people always see the miraculous, always see the miraculous. I just feel like that would be so good for our church to go together on something like that. I've seen what it does at Charis Bible College. When you send a team of people go on a trip together, there's just something that happens when you minister together and you see God move that really bonds people together. So these are all things, and as things unfold, we'll keep you up to date. But that's one of the things that we're really excited about, because we believe it's positioning us for what God has for us. Okay, any questions on that? So we're just a network member. Like I said, we are still a completely independent church. Any questions? Okay. So let's just look at our church, just how things are set up. Again, and many of you know this is the board of directors, so I'm the pastor, senior pastor president. Pastor Randy's the senior pastor vice president. But you know that him and I do everything together, so there's no decisions that any of us make regarding the church without talking to one another. So it's really it's just that we you need to set up side offices. Pastor Jeremy is the treasurer. Christina Banks is our secretary. May Hickman's a board member. Peggy Mattingly's a board member. And Spencer Cameron has joined the board. Mr. Kevin, his two-year term was up in December, and we offered for him to renew, and he just said, you know, I've got grandchildren that are growing and need more of my time, and Karis takes a lot of his time, so he stepped aside in his when his term was over. So we as unanimously as a board offered that position to Spencer, and Spencer said yes, so Spencer Cameron's now a member of the board. We're excited about that. But that's the board of directors. So how's our organization set up? So, of course, Pastor Randy takes care of the AV live stream, outreach, and men's ministry. I have more of a business background, so I take care of the executive finance, things, facility, human resources, Kingdom Life Groups, and women's ministry. So we'll start over here. So Gene Comrie is kind of in charge of teardown along with Pastor Randy. Of equipment at the end of the service. Amy's now Pastor Randy's AV assistant, so she's going to be doing more. We're going to be creating more of a team. So with the soundboard, the mixer, the digital mixer we had was a challenge, as you all know. And there was something wrong with it, so instead of shipping it to Georgia, Pastor Randy and Peter took a road trip and took it down to Georgia. So it's down there for repair. It's in the queue. They haven't even notified us of what's wrong yet. So, but in the meantime, Eric here at the hotel said, listen, I'll loan you my analog board and you can use that while your digital's getting fixed. Well, Pastor Randy used an analog board one Sunday and said, this is a dream. And I said, find a used one. And he found a used one and bought it. And so now we have an analog board. So when the digital board gets fixed, we're going to see if it's worth fixing. If it's worth fixing, which I think it will be, it was a minor problem, we'll bring it back and we'll sell it. And we're believing that when it's time for a digital board, we'll have someone who knows digital to take care of it. So this has become a lot easier now, and Pastor Randy's not as stressed. So that's a good thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Giselle, of course, she's our church service coordinator, so she takes care of all volunteers that are in the church service except for AV. She takes care of, like, the greeter, the usher, the welcome table. She's in charge of scheduling them, making sure they get their paperwork in and all that type of stuff. So she's in charge of the church service volunteers. So Spencer and Morgan are now heading up Kingdom Kids for us. They're leaders of that. And the Kingdom Kids volunteers, As a Kingdom Kids volunteer, you report into them. And then Jean and Victoria, of course, are in charge of youth ministry. Pastor Jeremy and Beth, we've kind of taken responsibility off of them for right now as he's walking through his healing journey. And so right now he's just in charge of Kingdom Parents Group. Of course, he'll do the Foundations class too, starting in February. And so I have three administrative assistants. Christina Banks, she's in charge of the money. So anything that has to do with, you know, giving or questions you have about that, she takes care of all that. She writes the checks and I sign them, or Pastor Randy signs them. So she's in charge of the money. She's the one who gets us our financial statements. She does a lot of work, and she informed me this morning that the giving statements are probably going to go out today. Did you say, Christina?
Yeah, they're already published, but you get an email.
Okay, 1 o'clock today you're going to get an email with your giving statement. You can also go into your Alvanto account and pull that or download it. So it's in your email. Then Amy takes care of all things related to volunteers as far as background checks, because all volunteers have to have background checks, child safety training, making sure that they have the right agreement signed and things like that. That's what she's in charge of. And then Victoria takes care of all the general member things, as well as like the website, the calendar, scheduling all those. She does that piece of things. So that's how that's all split up between those three. Any questions? You're welcome. Okay, so this, yes, let's give them a big hand. We are really grateful. This little thing started in our home, and now look how many people it takes. So, anyway, thank you. Okay, so this is, go ahead to the next slide. So this is exciting, exciting, exciting. So these are who we have lined up for this year. So this young man here in the lower right-hand corner is Joel Tay. He is going to come here on March 26th. That's a Sunday. He's from Creation Ministries International, and he's going to teach you why creation is true and evolution ain't. It's really exciting. So he was, as a young man, he came to the Lord, but he had a real science background, and he believed in evolution, biology, and genetics, and he couldn't reconcile that with the Bible. And so, anyway, I'm not sure of his whole journey, but now he has a master's of theology and divinity and specializes in systematic theology, and he's in Creation Ministries International. So in the morning service, he's going to talk about creation impacting our culture, and he's going to have four tables of resources that you can purchase if you want, books and other things from Creation Ministry International. It's a great ministry, a great ministry. And in the evening, he's going to come back, and he's going to talk about dinosaurs and fossils, amazing evidence for creation. Okay, we won't do worship and release that night. We'll have him here both the morning and the evening session, and we'll work things with Children's Church. I have to talk to them yet, but I think like there's some of our young people who normally go to Children's Church that could be here. Okay, I think it'd be really good for some of our young people to be in this service. So we'll make accommodations for that. So that'll be really good. Especially the kids love dinosaurs, and he's going to show that really is evidence for creation. So. Just so you know, what's going to be in this room, they'll advertise it to their people. So we're going to set up a link so you can pre-register. So it'll be important for you to register to make sure you get a seat, because I want to make sure all of us get registered before we open it up to anybody else. Okay? Because it's going to be in this room. So then on April 14th and 16th, put these dates aside and block them out, because we are bringing in a team from Global School of Supernatural Ministry. And they are going to teach you how to pray for the sick, how to operate in word of knowledge, how to do outreach, how to do emotional healing, how to do deliverance, how to do prophetic ministry, and they're going to do impartation. So it's going to be a Friday night, all day Saturday morning, afternoon and evening, and Sunday morning. They're going to be here, and they're going to equip you in all these things from Global School of Supernatural Ministry. Okay, so this is the year of equipping. So they're at their school, they're required to go to a church and teach what they've learned. And so that's part of us being this network, is that they'll come and they will teach what they've learned, and we're going to do an outreach. So they'll teach how to do outreach, and then for lunch we'll go do outreach on that day. Praise the Lord. Right? So this is you being equipped to go out and do, to go out and be a disciple of Christ, right? So that's going to be a great weekend. So April 14th through 16th, X that out in your schedule. Yes, ma'am.
So the Friday is full day?
No, Friday night. Friday night, then all day Saturday, and then Sunday morning. Hallelujah. So very good. The youth can come and be a part of that. So it's going to equip us in these things. And then again, they'll bring a lot of resources as well. Then in June 3rd and 4th, we're bringing William Wood in from Global Awakening. So he has a passion for revival. He's an associate evangelist underneath Randy Clark. He has a passion for revival and seeing people step into the fullness of what Christ paid for on the cross. And all this information is in the email, the weekly email. He has an amazing testimony, You have to be careful you don't get jealous when you hear his testimony. So, but he was drugs and alcohol, and Jesus radically delivered him. So, so he's going to be here June 3rd and 4th. So we weren't able to get the hotel for June 3rd to be at a Hyatt. We've reserved a Hyatt for that day. And we are going to try to have some kind of childcare available for this as well. But that's June, so June 3rd, and then 4th will be in this room. Again, a little bit of a challenge. So again, it's going to be pre-registration because we're going to be limited in who can come. And then June 24th and 25th, Chad Gonzalez is scheduled to be here. Still a little bit on the ropes, just that this hotel won't let us reserve anything more than 3 to 4 months in advance. So they have someone who potentially has reserved that room. But they have to confirm it early next month. So I stay on top of that to try to get a room that we need for Chad. So that you have to stay tuned for, but he we're on his schedule for June 24th and 25th. So that's a great, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about that lineup. I'm excited about that lineup. Really good, really good stuff. Really good stuff. Amen. Amen. So that's what we're going to be doing this year. Then, okay, Kingdom Life Study Group. So what we're going to do is we're going to finish the book of Revelation. I'm saying that as a statement of faith. We are finishing the book of Revelation. But what we're going to do then is we're going to go chronologically through the Gospels, okay, and looking for the way that Jesus lived so that we can copy him. So we're going to do a chronological study verse by verse through the Gospels. Again, he's our demonstration of what we are to look like. So just studying his life as an example for ours. So that's what we're going to do as soon as we're done with Revelation. I'll let you know when that happens. But that's what we're going to do in our Wednesday study on Zoom. We have a great time. We're small, but we're mighty. Okay, so what are we doing for foundation classes? Again, all about empowerment. The class Translating God, all about the prophetic, wonderful class we had this morning, really talking about seeing people based on how God sees them as a bride of Christ. So that's a really great class. Again, empowering people to walk in the prophetic, about empowerment. And then Keep Your Love On, we'll start in February with Pastor Jeremy leading that. And that is really a great, great class for having healthy relationships. So you can be a part of that. Again, all about empowerment. Amen. So now, the men's group. So the men's group, they're doing the book Uprising by Chris Vallotton. And the inspiration for this book is he just talks about the fact that how important a father is in someone's life and how we are, right now, we have the most fatherless generation of children being raised right now and just the absence of fathers. And so he... In this book, I'm going to read a little bit of the back of it. It says, in this dynamic, powerful book, best-selling author Chris Vallotton reveals that the war for culture starts with the battle for men's hearts. With passion and insight, he gives men the tools they need to unlock the full potential of their souls, eradicate the orphan spirit, and fully step into their God-given destinies. It's time for men to become mighty again, restoring fractured families and unleashing life in a culture of death. It's time for an uprising. So that's what this book is about. We tried to pick books that were very practical and meeting people where they're at right now in their walk with Christ. So this is going to be a really good study. And so we really encourage you to attend the meeting on Saturday because they're going to also talk about just the direction for men's ministry. Also, I want to say that we would really like to start holding the men's and women's meetings in people's homes because that would save us money because the rent's gone up 30%. So if you would like to host, I mean, not every month, but just like 1 month, and if a bunch of people sign up, we're willing to host the men's group or the women's group in your home, please let us know. Because that would be a great blessing to the church. And it also is nice just to be in somebody else's home and get to know people. So just let us know if you're interested in that. For right now, we are meeting here at the Sheraton, but if someone volunteers their home for that, we'll notify you. Okay, so that's the men. So that's going to be the theme for the men's retreat as well. And the men's retreat this year is going to be held at Williamsburg Christian Retreat Center in Toano, Virginia. So on Monday, Pastor Randy and I took a road trip through Virginia looking at retreat centers because I wasn't finding what we wanted here in North Carolina. So I actually had called this retreat center because I was trying to get the women in there, but they didn't have anything open, the dates that we needed, but I still wanted to go up and see it. So I said to Pastor Randy, let's go on a road trip. So we went on a road trip, and they actually had dates available for his retreat. I'm trying not to be jealous, but so he ended up booking it there. Really nice retreat center run by Mennonites, which I'm excited about because a lot of the retreat centers right now are going the way of the culture and starting to embrace stuff that aren't Christian values. And so they weren't like that. But the accommodations you guys have are like hotel style accommodations, like really nice. And so we are on the waiting list, women, to go into this retreat center. But it's going to be, the cost is a little bit more. It's $250. So we asked for a deposit of $150 by March and the balance by April 30th. But if you can't make that, let us know and we can work out payment arrangements. But it's going to be, they have, I mean, the swimming pool is going to be open so you can go swimming. There's There's a bunch of stuff that you can do right there. Right. And plus, it's by Williamsburg. Like, you can go to Williamsburg, too, right? On your afternoon off. Okay, so that's the men's ministry. So the women, we're doing the book Stronger Than the Struggle. And this is by Havilah Cunnington. And this is really good. She says, we all face challenges on any given day. The problems of real life can take our breath away. Our marriages, finances, relationships, and health are regular struggles. And that's just the beginning. Doesn't the Bible say the war has already been won? So why do we still battle? So she basically takes through like how to discern, you know, if something's just a natural issue, if it's a spiritual issue, how to do spiritual warfare, if that's necessary, or are you getting resistance from God? So it's a really good book. Again, very practical, meeting people where they're at. So that's going to be the theme for our retreat. So women, please, please, please attend the women's meeting so that we can talk about not only this, even if you don't have the book, attend, but also just where we're going with the women's ministry. So we really would love for you to attend. And if you can host it in a home, let us know. So that's going to be theme for our retreat. And for various reasons, we're not going back to Valle Cruces, but we're going to Eagle IRE Conference Center in Lynchburg, Virginia. The dates are October 5th through 8th, okay? And this is a nice conference center. We went and saw this place. It's in Lynchburg, Virginia. A little bit difference is that it's up on the mountains. There's a lot of buildings there, okay, a lot of different buildings. But we're kind of at the top of the mountain. It's beautiful views up there in Lynchburg, Virginia. So it's beautiful views of the mountains. And we're going to have to drive down to the cafeteria to eat. They have a really great cafeteria. So because of that, what we're going to do is the facility is somewhat like the place we went to in the YMCA. Okay, there's multiple people in a room, but every room has a bathroom. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Every room has a bathroom. The other retreat only had three bathrooms and 35 women, or whatever, 26 women. So there's every room, like I said, usually most rooms have like a queen bed and at least one set of bunks or two set of bunks, but every room has a bathroom, okay? And it's two-story. There's a huge, like there's a big living room area. There's a sunroom. There's our own fire pit. It's the top of the mountain. We can look out over the views. We have to drive down to eat, okay? So they also have a full kitchen. So breakfast will have on the mountain in the room. Like we'll all just bring breakfast stuff. We'll supply that breakfast stuff. So we'll have breakfast there and then we'll go down the mountain for lunch and dinner. But it really, they have always, lunch and dinner, always offer a salad bar, always offer a potato bar, plus two lunch meals, lunch and dinner meals. So the cost this year is only going to be $200 with $100 deposit due the end of April and the balance through the end of May. Again, if you can't make that, then let us know and we will work with you. So we want everybody who wants to go to be able to go. So that's the women's retreat. Good? Good. Bathrooms. It depends. The rooms have different setups. So, and then the most there was one double bed and two bunks. So the most you would have was there. And even the double beds, like, we can have a lot of women before anybody needs to use a double bed. But like Amy and I could share a double bed. I'm sure Beth could share a double bed with Caitlin, right? So if we do need to share a double bed, that's where we would go with is if family members can use a double bed together. So because there's plenty of rooms. Okay, so the next is Meetup Mondays. So we're going to change the way we do Meetup Mondays. We're only going to meet one Monday a month. So the women will meet the first Monday of the month and men will meet second Monday of the month. And our standard meeting place is going to be Golden Corral on 55, okay? That will just be our normal. Unless we have something specific or special to do, then we can change that up. But we're just going to meet there because there's lots of food options. And usually on Mondays, it's pretty quiet and there's a separate room we can get. So that will be our standard unless we tell you differently. One of the reasons we're doing this is it frees up other Mondays to do things together. For example, that movie. Okay, so now the movie, instead of it being just a women's event or a men's event, anybody can come to the movie. You can bring your family to the movie. You can come as a couple to the movie. So we wanted to free up Mondays to be able to allow us to do things if we want to do things together. So the first Monday of every month will be the women meeting at this Golden Corral. Men, the second Monday, we'll have sign-up sheets just so we know how many people to expect. But this is a time of just getting together for fellowship, to share, to just get to know one another. So it's just, there's no other agenda but just that, unless there's something specific somebody wants to share and we can make arrangements. So we're going to be really remain flexible with that. Any questions? Okay, the Kingdom Parents Group for this year, hoping to finish Raising Giant Killers, and then there'll be another book that they'll start, Kingdom Kids. So Kingdom Kids for this year, we want to expand the teaching team because we do want to add additional classroom. Right now, we have too much of an age range in the children's church. So that we have young to, I mean, the older kids, and I think the older kids are probably the ones who are kind of getting cheated a little bit more than the younger ones in all this. So we really do want to go to two classrooms. So we need to expand the teaching room and the teaching team to do that. And we're hoping to go to two classrooms in March. Now, just in saying that, it's going to be an added expense to the church. So what we're going to do is we have established, if you would like to give towards expanding children's church classroom, we actually have set up a Kingdom Kids classroom fund. And so this wouldn't be take part of what I normally give to the church and divert it to here, but if you would like to be a part, because as a board we were trying to think about this, like, can we divide a classroom up? And it just was difficult to figure out another way of doing this that wouldn't cost us more money. And we really do want to do excellence for our children. We want to say, you're worth this, okay? So we really, as a board, just came together and someone had the idea of, well, what about if we just have a separate fund that people can sow into if they'd like to be a part of expanding Kingdom Kids? So we've set that up on, you should be able to see that on Tithely, or you can write it on your check. Again, it would be in addition to what you normally give. Okay, if you'd like to give towards that, please do. We would appreciate that if you'd like to do that. So we want to add additional classroom, and also hoping to do maybe some type of outside activities with the families if we can. Any questions about that? Okay, so youth group, they're still continuing to do Bible study. What Jean and Victoria do is when the young people come in, they kind of just find out what's on their heart, what's going on in their life, and then they go to Scripture and just pull out what the Scripture says about that to help minister to them. And of course, they want to do some outside activities as well. They're hoping to maybe do some volunteer activities for the kids, to just do something that's for somebody else instead of themselves. We're almost done here, so the other activities, we have a church picnic is scheduled for September 10th. The leadership retreat is November 5th through 9th. Our Christmas fellowship service is December 17th. And Christmas Eve is going to be, surprise, surprise, on December 24th. I know that shocks you, but. And so lastly, not leastly, so just this year, this is the year of empowerment. Again, really excited about the things that God has for the church this year, really excited about being part of Global Awakening and what God's doing there. But this is the year of empowerment, so we're excited about that. The other thing I wanted to say is, you know, if you know this is your church family, if you know this is where the Lord has planted you, I would really encourage you to consider being a member. Because there's God's, and if you don't know, that's fine. If you're still trying to sort that out. First of all, if you have questions that are keeping you from potentially being a member, come see us. Maybe hopefully we can answer your questions. But God's not a God on the fence. You know, he really honors commitment. And there's no benefit to us for you being a member. So I'm not saying this to try to get something for the church or anything like that. I just think that there's a blessing to committing to this is my church family, okay? And so I would just encourage you, you've gone through half the membership class here, but we're having an informational meeting next week after church if you are interested. But I would just encourage you to really consider, if you haven't committed to the church and you feel like this is your church, to commit, because there's a grace and there's a blessing that comes from commitment. The Lord honors that. And so I would just encourage you in that. So let me just pray. So Lord, we just thank you so much for the vision you've cast for this church. We thank you so much for the resources you've given us access to. We just know, Lord, that you want us to operate in the fullness of what you died to give us. And so we just thank you for these plans, this vision you've cast for us, the plans you've ordained our steps for this year. And we're excited to step into them, Lord. You're doing a new thing, Lord. You're doing a new thing. And we're excited to embrace that new thing. Do it in us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.